Hey guys, it's your girl Ro, and I'm back again with another episode of Sis Fix Your Crown, where we talk about being you, being the real you. Here we go.
Yeah, I know it's been a long week. Feeling like you don't want to speak. Yeah. No, it's time you're feeling lonely. Oh.
What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of Sis Fix Your Crown, where we talk about being you, like truly being your real self, being your authentic self. Sis, I've missed you guys so much. All I can say is just thank you so much. Thank you for rocking with your girl. And remember, if you love these episodes, if you love hearing about my story and how God transformed my life, make sure that you share these episodes. Make sure you leave a review and you subscribe, because we all deserve to have our crown fixes. Girl, I have been praying for you. I have been covering you in prayer. I know I've been absent, MIA, because to be honest, girl, I have been scared. Yes, your girl has been scared. Has God ever made you a promise and you've been afraid to do what God calls you to do? But that's what we're going to talk about today. All right, sis, because just because we're scared, that doesn't give me a right to be disobedient to what God called me to do. Oh, we're going to be in each other's business today. Well, sis, let's go ahead and get this episode started. Here we go. So, sis, has God ever told you to do something, or has God ever made you a promise? One thing I love about God is that God will give us the end finished goal, but God doesn't tell us how we're going to get to that goal. He doesn't tell us the road that we're going to have to endure. He doesn't tell us that we're going to have so many obstacles to go through in order to get to that finish line. And sis, God has been giving me promises. God has been downloading dreams and visions and to give it to me. And sis, to be honest, your girl has been straight up scared. I have been scared. But although I'm scared, that doesn't give me a right to be disobedient to what God called me to do, because it's bigger than me and it's bigger than you at the end of the day. So although I'm scared, I gotta end my sentence in God. I trust you. God, I don't know what my future has in store. God, I don't know what's going on, but for your glory, God, I will do it. So God, if you told me to do it, it might scare me. I'm afraid, but at the end of the day, God, I trust you, because your word tells me to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. But in all that ways, if I acknowledge you, God, if I just come to you, God, you will show me which way to go. So God, although I'm scared and God, although I'm afraid, you got me. Because also, since God told us in his word in Jeremiah that he knows the plans that he has for our lives. So if God already knows the plans that he had for my life, doesn't that mean I need to go ahead and trust God? Because if God's plans are good and not for evil, then that I should know that God got my back. So although you might be scared, although God made you a promise, we got to do it scared, sis. It's time for us to jump, sis. And it's so amazing that in this journey, although we are being scared, it's teaching me to rely on God and not my own understanding. Although I'm scared, it's teaching me to really trust God, because it's easy to say we trust God when I can see the finish line. It's easy to say I can trust God when I know I'm about to get that promotion. But can I say I really trust God when I'm going through hell, when I'm going through all these obstacles, when I want to break down and cry? Can I still say I trust God? But one thing I learned for sure is that although I'm scared, I gotta really trust God, because in this season is where my faith is being built. And so many times we think that we have to have all this crazy faith. Yes, it's good to have crazy faith, but listen, one thing I love about faith, God said that you don't need that big faith. All you need is a faith as small as a mustard seed. Yes, girl, a mustard seed. A mustard seed is like this teensy wincy big, all right? That's all the faith you need. But when you learn to trust God, And although you're scared, your faith is being built because you're learning to lean on God and not to your own understanding. We realize that we can't do this without God's strength. We can't do life without God. So one thing I'm learning is that although you're scared, although you want to give up, you can't give up because God has given you the grace you need in order to do this thing called life. For instance, when I first started my podcast, I was so afraid. I was afraid to do what God called me to do. God told me so many things that I'm going to do with youth and with young girls. And it made me start to doubt God because of my own negative thoughts. And your own negative thoughts aren't your thoughts. Those are nothing but the trick of an enemy. So sis, when God told me that I was going to start this podcast, I was afraid. I was scared. I was terrified because I didn't think nobody would listen to me because of my past and all the things that I've been through. But what if I told you that my podcast is that very thing that's helping me connect with women like you all around the world? What if I told you that this thing that I'm afraid to do is pushing me outside of my comfort zone? And guess what? God gets all the glory out of this. It's not because of me. And I promise you, when you obey God, God will reward your obedience because God said he's a diligent for those who seek him. So sis, although you're afraid, although you want to give up, you got to keep going because it's bigger than me and it's bigger than you at the end of the day. We have other queens that's waiting for our story. Recently, a couple of months ago, I had to climb up a pole. Girl, yes, I went on a Jesus journey. And as I was climbing up this pole, it was windy. I was terrified and I had to climb up this pole. And once I got to the top of the pole, I had to take a leap of faith and I had to jump off the pole. Now, I'm going to post it on my Instagram page. So y'all got to follow me at Ramika J. But as I was climbing up the pole, I had people cheering me on, said, go, Ro. You have other queens waiting for you. It's time for you to soar as you're going to rise up like an eagle. So sis, I'm reminding you that although you're afraid, although you want to give up, although you don't understand it right now, although you just want to just break down and cry, it's okay to cry, sis, but you got to keep going in your journey. You got to know that it's time for you to soar like an eagle. I want you to know while you're waiting on the promise that God has been, that God gave you, you got to know that your character is being developed. You got to know that your faith is being developed. You are learning to give God all the glory. You're learning to surrender your will for his will, and God will obey your obedience. Remember, just because you're scared, that doesn't give you a right to be disobedient to do what God calls you to do, sis. I know it's hard because I've been there and I'm still in that season sometimes. I want to say, no, God, I can't do this. But you got to know that God said that you can do all things through him according to his will for your life. So don't grow weary in this time of season because you'll reap a harvest if you don't give up, sis. You got this. I'm rooting for you. Now, sis, every day is getting better and so are you. Remember, until we chat again, remember, it's okay to cry your eyes out, wipe your tears, put your mascara back on, brush your eyebrows, add your lashes, but most importantly, sis, fix your crown if no one ever tells you to. Now, sis, before we go ahead and get out of here, you know we love to go ahead and close our prayer. So bow your head and close your eyes. Dear Lord Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for this time of fellowship with my sister in Christ. I thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, our protector. I thank you, God, for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider. I thank you, Father God, for being Emmanuel, for being with us every step that we take and every move that we make. I thank you, God, that as we go to sleep tonight, that we ask you for sweet and slumber sleep as we rest into the promises of God. And we wake up tomorrow as world overcomers and world changers because the greater one resides on the inside of us. I thank you, Father God, this week will be a week full of blessings, a week full of your grace on blessings, on blessings, on blessings. I thank you, God, for your favor that everywhere we go and everything that we do. I thank you, God, that our name is written in rooms that we haven't even been into yet. God, we just thank you in advance for doing exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. And as we continue to put you the foundation of our lives, the center of our joy, I thank you, God, in advance for just doing that thing that only you can do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I love you, queen.
Thanks so much for rocking with your girl. And if you love this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with your fellow kings and queens out there, because we all deserve to have our crown fixed. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. Peace.